We hit week 10 of the high school football season. Greenville and Commerce both fighting for a playoff spot. One probably has it. One, it's going to take a miracle. Hello, everybody. Terry Bennett, Grant Goodwin here. Sideline to Sideline, the pregame show brought to you by LoneStarGridiron.com right here on your station, 88.9 KETR, as, of course, we're here every Friday during the football season. This game always makes me nervous, but I think Marshall wins. I think with Marshall, I mean, they're starting a kid at quarterback that is 14 years old who was not supposed to start. Their senior quarterback who...
14.
Yeah, he's four. He'll be 15 later on this, like, in a couple months.
Let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. How about Commerce? 2-6, 2-2 in district, taking on 4-4, 3-1 in district, Mineola tonight. Commerce has to have this game to keep their name in the hat for the playoffs or get a playoff spot. That being said, I still think Mineola's got too many weapons for Commerce. If Commerce can get out of their own way, not shoot seven foot, they could have a chance.
Don't feel like we've been saying that for 4 years.
I know,
now.
Right?
I think Commerce will be in the game, but I'm like you. I think Mineola, they're not the Mineola of last year. They don't have Crawford as their quarterback. They don't have that stud running back, but they're still good enough to beat a Commerce team that's still trying to find its identity.
Yeah, so I'm taking Mineola in this one tonight.
All right, we want to thank everybody for joining us. Again, Commerce football is coming up. Want to remind everybody that you can follow Grant and I on Twitter, at Grant and Terry. That's the Sideline to Sideline page. You can also like us on Facebook, Sideline to Sideline. Give us an email, grantandterry@lonestargridiron.com. Until next week, which will be the last week of the regular season. Then we got playoffs. Until then, he's Grant. I'm Terry. This has been Sideline to Sideline, the pregame show brought to you by LoneStarGridiron.com right here on your station, 88.9 KETR.
And an update here from the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program around the area. In the second quarter, Rivercrest leads Honey Grove 14-2. We now return to John Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries. Welcome back to the Friday Night Scoreboard. An update from the studio here. A few halftime scores. Rockwall leads Tyler Lee 43-14, and Liberty Ilo leads Anna 31-24. We now return to John Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries.
Okay, Jared, thanks very much.
Welcome to the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Halftime Update. I'm your host, Jared Taylor, and of course, BJ Laudermilk in the control room, going out of control, making us sound good. And we've got a few more scores from around the area. BJ, I know you'll be happy to hear about this one. In the second quarter, Rockwall leads Tyler Lee 22-7.
Hey, it's a better performance for the Yellow Jackets thus far. We'll be keeping an eye on that one as they look to save their season and make a possible playoff run.
And another one that we were talking about last week as our preview for Game of the Week to watch, the Sachse Mustangs are leading Rowlett 21-14.
And that game is at halftime, but remember, Sachse, the number 6th ranked team in the state, Rowlett's still trying to pull off the upset. It's going to be a close district battle out there in the DFW area. We'll be keeping an eye on that one all throughout the night.
Exactly, especially with Sachse, you know, like we have said, their starting quarterback has never played a fourth quarter snap this whole season. Does that change tonight?
I think I have to go ahead and say, like I did last week, that that's going to change tonight. I mean, 7-point lead at halftime, you're used to probably being up by 30 or more at halftime, and the emphasis on more, and that's why they haven't been getting as many reps in the second half. But I think that changes tonight, Jared.
We're seeing a lot of these 7-0 scores in the second quarter, BJ. This is really a weird night for football.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, it's a defensive night. You know, this cold weather coming in has definitely been a factor, I would say, in terms of offenses not being able to do quite as much in some of these games. So you really got to get the ground and pound attack going as an offense in order to have some success on a cold night like tonight.
Oh yeah, and a few more scores that are coming in here. Carthage leading Bullard 28-0 early in the second. New Diana 20, Orr City 7. Dangerfield 22-0 over Queen City, that is in the second. Grandview and May Pearl are all tied up 7-7 at the beginning of the second quarter.
Couple more scores coming in that we're getting updates on in the second quarter. Back and forth battle between Liberty Ilo and Anna. 14-10, Liberty Ilo has the lead in the second quarter. Another score coming in the second quarter. Athens with a 14-7 lead over Crandall. That game in the second quarter, Athens over Crandall, Jared.
And how about this one? Neyman Forest 41, South Garland nothing. That is at the halftime.
Ouch. Well, we've talked about Neyman Forest as one of those teams that has definitely improved in the past couple of years, and they are one that really could give Sachse or Rowlett some trouble. I think they're going to make a playoff run, but you know, in terms of for Namon Forest, they've had a really tough district slate, and I think it'll be rewarding when they make the playoffs. I think they could go at least two or three rounds deep.
And of course, oh, you'll be happy to know, BJ, with 2:17 left, Rockwall leads now 36-7 over Tyler Lee.
Well, I think it's about time that we get ready to head back to the Commerce Tigers game, Jared. What do you think?
That's right. We will take a quick break and get you back to the action with John Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries. You've been listening to the Halftime Report for the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program. Let's get you back to the action.
Some more scores coming in here on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program. Bonham would clinch a playoff spot with a win and a community win. Right now, Bonham trailing 21-7 at the break, but Community has a 9-7 lead in the third. Mount Vernon leading Farmersville 42-14. That one nearing the end of the third. We'll have more on that after the game right here on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard. We now go back to John Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries.
Okay, BJ. Very good.
And a studio update here. Rivercrest leads Honeygrove 43-2 in the fourth. We now return to John Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries.
We've got our first upset of the night here on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program. Sulphur Springs denies the Lions of Greenville a playoff bid tonight with a 21-7 win. Other scores coming in from around the area. Wolf City currently trailing Linden Kildare 54-14. And at halftime, it's Paris North Lamar 21, Quinlan Ford 7. We now go back to John Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries from Memorial Stadium. Couple updates coming into the KETR studios. Mount Vernon about to finish off a 42-26 win over Farmersville. Grand Saline with their first win of the year over Quitman 38-14. We now take you back to John Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries.
Welcome to the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program. I'm your host, Jared Taylor, along with BJ Laudermilk, making us sound good with some Back in Black here on Friday night. BJ, can you believe it is week 10? We are 1 week away from wrapping up the regular season and heading to the playoffs.
I can't believe it, Jared. And you know what? I can't even believe even more that Commerce Tigers are in the driver's seat to make a playoff run. How weird is that? 4 weeks ago, we weren't even talking about that possibility. And now it's just, you know, one more game and you're right there. How about that?
Exactly. I mean, a few weeks ago, they were 0-6. Didn't look like they would make it. And now they're 3-6. I mean, the game you were listening to, Commerce Tigers, ending up getting the, I guess you can say, the upset victory, 27-21 over Mineola.
Well, you know those kids are not going to call it an upset. They wanted blood after last year's humiliating defeat. They got it, Jared, big time.
Here's something interesting now for the standings in the district. Mount Vernon is first place. Who thought Mount Vernon would be first place? We thought it was going to be between Mineola and Farmersville.
Absolutely. Mount Vernon 6-0. A huge performance this year from Mount Vernon. They've absolutely just dominated teams left and right, and so that's just incredible for that squad right there.
Exactly. So the standings, Mineola fans, do not worry. You are still in the playoffs with a second place right now. It says they're second place with a 3-2 in the district. Then Farmersville tied for second with 3-2 as well. And then Commerce is now, what, 3-2 as well, BJ?
Yeah, there's a
It's a three-way tie for second place.
Exactly. And right there, if, you know, any combination, that might be the four teams out of this district that make a playoff run. But right there, you know, even if they win, they don't have a tiebreaker over Commerce. Grand Saline picked up their first win, but they're still two behind Commerce with one game to go. And Quitman is now 0-5 in district. They, even if they win next week, it's going to be a moot point. I can't see any possibility that those four teams right there aren't the playoff teams come the end of next week, whether Commerce wins or loses. I don't think it's a formality. I mean, it's just a formality, but I think the Tigers are in the playoffs because of this huge win tonight. And that's going to wrap things up for the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program, Jared.
And you know what? Asking who can it be now? Who can it be in the playoff spot? We will find out next week in the final week, week 11 of Texas High School Football. This has been the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program. Good night, everyone.